a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny.
Didn't. Just died right there. Doesn't like it. Oh, well, just didn't like it at all. Gives it about 45 seconds and says, no way. Hammer, hammer, hammer. Hammer. Take a hammer to it. That's what we need. Hey, if at first it don't work, get a hammer. Always. It works with computers as well. Hour two of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. Hello to everybody listening over there. Glad you are with us tonight on the broadcast. Also to everybody on the micros and KU Satellite, welcome to the program. It's you rant night tonight. Sure say. You got something on your mind? 3 minutes to rant, and if you're especially good, we'll give you more. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number if you want to rant on, or rave on, as the case may be. Maybe that's what we call it, rave on instead. And I can play Buddy Holly music behind you. Here we go. Daniel in Canada, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yes, good evening, Mike. Good to talk to you. It's the first time, so we'll see if it might be my last time. Here goes.
So okay, hold on. We're going to have about 2 minutes, so if we need to go past that, we'll hold you over after the break, okay? All right.
Yeah, okay.
And your time starts now.
Okay. Now, my first quick rant is that I agree with your caller who said he was disappointed to hear John Stadmiller saying he's backing away from 9/11. He's not just another host. He's the president of RBN. He can set policy. If he says nobody talks about 9/11 anymore, isn't that company policy? Okay, now the other thing is I'm a Canadian. I'm not just from Canada. I'm from British Columbia, just like you're from Oklahoma, right? So I got to tell you that the vast majority of Canadians are horrified at the idea of joining your country. I mean, my God, that's the last thing in the world we want to do. It's like joining Nazi Germany. So anyway, those are my rants. Now, my questions are, because you are a self-confessed Ron Paul cult member, I presume you're not a blind faith cult member, so you must have some fairly intimate knowledge about his policies and platform. So now my first question is, what is Ron Paul's policy on abortion?
He's
an obstetrician and a gynecologist.
Right.
Has he ever performed an abortion?
That I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that question's been asked of him, but I know that he's pro-life.
Pro-life.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now he's also a libertarian, which means that you have the right to the freedom, I would think, of your own body. So he's saying women do not have the right to have an abortion.
Well, no. What his point is, and I heard an interview with him today, is he believes it's not an issue for the federal government. He believes it's an issue for the states to decide, and I agree with him on that. I think the federal government stepped outside their boundaries by deciding Roe v. Wade when it was a state's rights issue. And the states
That's all right if he says that he would allow the states, each state, to decide. Okay, now the next question is he wants to eliminate the Federal Reserve Board.
Yeah, hold on
now,
right there.
What?
Hold on. We're taking a break. So, I mean, we can't talk over the commercials. Back in just a second, we'll talk more with Daniel in Canada. After the break, this is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, talking with Daniel in Canada, and I think you were going to ask a question about the Federal Reserve.
Yes. Now, he, I believe, plans to abolish it. Now, since he also plans to get out of Iraq and basically out of, back to the old isolationism, United States.
It's not isolationism. He wants to trade with people. He just doesn't think we ought to be involved in other people's wars.
I agree. But what's going to happen to the American dollar once you're no longer involved in these foreign wars? You're not generating the money to pay for the armaments and the fighting. And you don't have control of the oil anymore because you pulled back. Where do you think? And you have no manufacturing industry. It's all been offshored. Where is the value of your dollar to come from that he is going to have to print instead of the RIS? Instead of the Fed. So that's we'll finish and then. Now the next point is what about?
Let me answer
okay.
that question there.
Okay.
My understanding that Ron Paul wants to go back to more of a gold and silver based dollar, like what we used to have. You bring up salient points though about the manufacturing base. It would take years for us to restore that.
Yeah, and a gold silver standard is absurd. I mean, you'd need a Mack truck to go buy groceries. But in any case, so now the question is though, if he's going, he also says he wants to eliminate the RIS, which of course is just an agency. Has he committed himself to eliminating the illegal, unlibertarian income tax? Is that also part of his policy?
If you eliminate the IRS and you eliminate any way of enforcing a law that doesn't exist. The law, frankly, doesn't exist, and he's admitted that.
Okay, so you're saying he's going to eliminate the income tax as well.
Right.
That is his platform, his policy.
Right, dude, by eliminating the IRS, you eliminate the income tax.
The IRS is just an agency for collecting money. They could be collecting
Let's use some common sense. Daniel, let's use some common sense. If you have no way of collecting the tax or enforcing it, by fiat, you get rid of the tax, correct? Yes or no?
Well, you can establish a new agency, give it another name. But what I'm saying is what's important here is not RIS or not. It's whether he's going to eliminate the income tax, the illegal income tax. Okay. Now, the other point is I presume that you acknowledge that 9/11 was an inside false flag operation.
I do indeed.
Now, Ron Paul is a 9/11 denier. He does not want in any way, shape, or form to have the crime of the treason of 9/11 brought to the doorstep.
Let's just cut to the chase. What's your beef with Ron Paul?
Well, I'm just asking you a question.
I'm asking you a question. What's your beef with Ron Paul?
Okay, and I'll tell you. You know what it is? I have never met a libertarian that I didn't dislike. They are selfish. They're law of the jungle. They're discussing. There's a radio show on your rival network, GCN, called Free Talk Radio. You ever listen to those jokers? They're libertarians.
Really.
Well, no, don't bother. Anyway, so the other thing is, why doesn't he have the integrity to run as a libertarian? Why is he running as a Republican when he's not? He's a libertarian.
I think you answered your own question. They're a bunch of jokers. Daniel, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's been the problem with the Libertarian Party is that nobody has taken them seriously because there's certain planks that they won't get off of, and that's part of the problem. And Ron Paul stands the best chance of restoring our country to a constitutional-based government. This government runs way outside of the Constitution and its mandate. Therein is the problem. The problem here is that I can tell from Daniel's voice is he likes the socialism, the socialized medicine, the socialized this. But when you have this type of stuff, and you have people in this country hollering and screaming about national health care, that would be great. We could all sing Kumbaya, but we end up right back exactly where we're at with them watching our every move, surveillance cameras everywhere, them wanting to chip you. In the end, they're going to tell you what you can eat, when you can eat, and how much, where you can go, and what you can do. And that is the drawback of letting the government take care of everything you have in your life. Now, does Ron Paul have all the answers? No. But I challenge anyone to name one candidate out there that has any idea about what they're going to do. I mean, you've got people who one minute are against the Iraq war, then the next minute they vote to send more money. You know, at least this guy's honest and says what he believes. Jeff in Canada, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
How's it going, eh?
Oh, hey, I had a good hour to get ready, so
there
I'm
you
all.
Go. All right, your time starts now.
CNN, CBC, the Globe and Mail, mainstream media in general, the North American Union, chemtrails. I'm sick and tired of waking up in the morning and looking at CNN and mainstream news, and I know it's just a lie, so I have to turn it off because I can't find any real news there. Sick and tired of going out to the mailbox, getting junk mail from crap that I don't need, people trying to sell me stuff in the middle of an economy that's crashing down all around me. I'm sick and tired of listening to people who think they're smart and smug, sitting up there in Canada, who think that the North American Union is just some sort of pipe dream. It's a reality, folks. It's already here. They're making deals left and right on behind our backs right now as we speak. There is no more freedom. I'm sick and tired of people telling me that we live in a free country and we live in a democracy. Wake the freak up. I'm sick and tired of people telling me to my face that there's something wrong with me and that there's nothing wrong with the country and that everything's okay. I'm sick and tired of people lying to me, telling me this when I know in their eyes they can't even make eye contact with me on the street because they're so damn scared now. I'm sick and tired of living in perpetual fear because the government tells me that I have to be afraid of my neighbors and I have to be afraid and suspect of everybody. I'm sick and tired of the level of paranoia that's creeping into the chat room. I'm sick and tired of people telling me what I think I should know about 9/11 or what I don't know about the state of affairs in this country. I know one thing. We are in deep crap, and we better listen up to people like Mike Chambers, and we better listen to people like PNR, and we better stop trying to nitpick Ron Paul. And I'm sick and tired of people believing that the political system is actually salvageable. It's not. The whole ship is like the Titanic. It's sinking. Get off it. Scrap the system. Maybe take Ron Paul with you, but scrap the system. The voting system is rigged. We're going around the Mayberry bush here and whistling by the graveyard every night in the chat room and on these radio stations. Stop striking down Alex Jones and Jack Blood. The only thing they're trying to do is bring you the freaking truth. If you don't like it and you want to rationalize it your way to make yourself feel better, fine, but the end result is you're going to come around to their thinking. They're not insane. I'm starting to question my own sanity now, and I realize, you know what? I probably am insane because of this stuff. But you know what? I'm a lot more sane than that last caller is because this guy's still living in the delusion that he's somehow living in a free country. He's not. I challenge you to start looking at the bulletins and the memorandums and the memberships of people that were at these North American SPP meetings. There were generals from NATO, generals from the United States in Canada, on Canadian soil, behind closed doors, in meetings that we'll never get privy to. We'll never know what was signed behind our backs. And people, we are sliding into martial law. That's all I got to say. Just freaking wake up and stop backbiting each other.
Amen. There you go. Good rant.
Have a good night, Mike. I love you.
Hey, you too. Thanks. I love you too, man. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate the call. Yeah, you know, the first thing, you know, and I've said this before, guys, the first thing we got to eliminate is the fear. I mean, these people are psychopaths and they're sociopaths. That doesn't make them insane. They look at things much differently than we do. And they're very crafty. Very unique individuals in how they think, and you and I are not like them, and so we have a hard time trying to figure out exactly what they want to do. But in the end, they want us dead, and that's just how it is, plain and simple. And they plan to make us pay for the pleasure. And that's why, you know, Ron Paul is not the only egg in the basket, folks. You and I are what we've been waiting for. In a nutshell, that's it. Ron Paul would be nothing but just an empty voice if it weren't for people like you and me. If it wasn't for us, there would be no grassroots movement. There would be no 69,000 members of his MySpace or him getting more people watching YouTube than any other candidate. It's us. See, all of this is about people. It's about individuals. Individual freedom. Your freedom. My freedom. But folks, we can't wait around for somebody to come around and give us the freedom. Freedom was never given. It's something that was bestowed on us by our Creator, and it's our job to keep it and maintain it. And that's where we got off track. We stopped focusing on being free, and we took it for granted. And they let us. Because we took it for granted. And it's time to stop taking it for granted. Because it's fleeting. And as long as you keep surrendering your power and your freedom to those who want to take it from you, they will continue to take it from you up until the point you say no and you've drawn that line in the sand that says no more. Back in just a minute. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Get something off your chest, please do. 800-313-9443. One point I did want to clarify from Daniel's call earlier was about company policy about what to say and what not to say. I'm going to say this for the record. I have not been told what I can talk about, what I can say, or how I can say it. If that was the case, you would not hear me on this program. Plain and simple. That's not a policy here. I will tell you this. I have had one conversation with John Stadmiller since I started this program. One conversation. And the bulk of that conversation had nothing to do with this program. I don't have people from our RBN calling me up every day. Look, at 10:20 last night, you said something about this. We want you to say it like this. I've not been told anything like that, nor has anybody else in this network been told anything like that. And that is for the record, folks. Do we need to back off the constant 9/11? Yeah, I agree with John on that. I and many others. I mean, I've talked to a number of people who agree that 9/11 is not the only issue. Some people want it to be, but our country is falling down around us, and there are things that we have to focus on and things we have to fight. And we can stand out in the streets and holler 9/11 was an inside job, but that's not going to stop the North American Union. That's not going to stop the forced vaccinations. That's not going to stop people getting put in FEMA camps. That's not going to stop a war in Iraq, where over 1 million Iraqis have died, and God knows how many of our soldiers have died. I mean, that's not going to stop it. And that is part of the problem, too, is that we have so many different things that we have to fight and that we have to stay up on. And it's hard. It's hard. I mean, it's just you go from one more thing here, boom, 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 boom. First it's hate crimes, now it's immigration, now it's this, now it's that, and we're running back and forth because, frankly, there's just not enough of us. We have to be utility people. We have to be able to fill every role at this point in time. There ain't no specialists. Someday maybe there will be. Bob, you take North American Union. Sue, I want you to take the vaccine issue. And Bill, I want you to get coffee. Maybe we'll come to that point one day. But as of right now, we're not in that position. We don't have that luxury. And we have to focus on so many things. Now, I'll tell you this from a rating standpoint. If I do shows on 9/11, they're big. The shows on 9/11 are huge. Because people are interested in it. And there's a lot to talk about. But is it the be-all, end-all issue? No, just like Ron Paul is not the be-all, end-all. There's so many things happening and so many things that we have to fight and we have to run to the battle on that we've got to keep our heads moving. We've got to stay light. We've got to stay flexible. We've got to keep moving from here to here to here to here. And it would be great to focus on one issue. I wish we could, but we are just not in a position to do that. Someday, hopefully, we will be. But at present, we are not. And we need more people. And that's one of the reasons why I'm shouting from the rooftops about getting these micros up. Get them up, get them up, get them up, and let's go attack the mainstream media and get this message out to the American people before it's too late. We get 1,000, 1,500 of these stations going around the country, and I'm telling you, we can meet the mainstream media in their own front yard, and we will kick their tails with the truth. I guarantee it. Scout's honor. I mean, that's just how it is. All right, 800-313-9443. Back in just a minute. You're listening to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Oh, okay. I still got to talk some more. Okay. I kept thinking the break was at 29 and not 30. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, and yes, I am the poster child. There was the music. See, this is what I get for thinking instead of just listening and talk until it starts. Oh, my. Back in just a minute. Barbara in Tennessee, we'll talk to you after the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Midnight Rider, final half hour of the program tonight. Later in the week on Friday night, we're going to have the Young Guns Roundtable featuring Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com, Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com, and I think we'll even throw Michael Vail in there of Thought-Criminal.org. I've not asked him yet, but I'm sure he'll do it. Why? Because he likes me. Yeah. Right. People just put up with me. That's it. Oh, Barbara in Tennessee. Thank you so much for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I'm glad to get through to you tonight.
Well, I'm glad you got through. What's on your mind?
Well, the thing is, I said, I think people don't understand. It's really how long the New World Order has been around and what they've been doing for almost a century now with their eugenics programs and what they've been doing to our food and all of those things. and it has infiltrated through pretty much every facet of our lives, our daily lives.
You've nailed it.
People have become so brainwashed. They sit and they watch their TVs and they listen to the stuff that is on there, the subliminal messages that are being broadcast on the TV through the commercials and the advertising, and they're so wound up, and they think they've got to have their iPods and they got to have the same cars as their neighbors and all of this. They don't pay any attention to what's going on, and they won't listen to anybody.
Oh, Barbara, I've got an 11-year-old coming to me telling me how bad he needs a cell phone. And I told him he needs a cell phone about as much as he needs another belly button.
Well, that's true. That's true. And none of us really need a cell phone.
No.
But the thing is, my son is a pastor at a mid to large church.
Right.
And he is not the main pastor, but he was hired as a pastor. And back in May, he did a lesson plan for a series of lessons called Superheroes for Christ. Mm-hmm. And the whole theme of this was about standing up for your rights and how standing up for the truth may even mean standing up to the government.
Right.
And he did this whole thing, and he did the syllabus and all the lesson plans and turned it in to his boss, who they said they loved it and wanted to do it. And then they told him, we're going to do it, but we're going to let someone else teach this class, and we want you to work the sound booth. When they started the series the first Wednesday in October, they had actually taken his ideas and his lesson plan, changed it all up to where we are to be superheroes to support our government.
Uh-huh.
That first night, when I was surprised that the slides kept running, because I was about to jump out of my seat because I couldn't believe what they had done with this.
Right.
And when we got in the car, and he was completely silent all the way home, nobody saying anything, and he just went back to his room and closed the door. After uh-huh. a while, I went back there and opened the door, and I said, "Are you okay?" And I turned the light on, and he was laying on the bed, tears running down his face, and he said, "They are shepherds leading the sheep down the road to hell and Armageddon."
Yeah.
And that is exactly what it mm-hmm. is. And he confronted them and asked them if they got letters from the government telling them not to say, you know, speak out or whatever. And they never directly answered his question. So in my opinion, that is a yes.
Yeah, are they a 501c3?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, well, there's your answer right there.
And, I mean, we do what we can. We tell who we can. But they have, you know, he turned in his resignation Sunday because they have, first off, they've labeled his mother as a lunatic because I'm not under any rules. I don't work for them. I can say whatever I want.
Right.
But they've told him what he can and cannot say, so he turned in his resignation. But this is, you know, and I don't think they're bad people. They're stupid, and they're blind, and they won't listen. And I don't know how to make people listen.
One day they will. They'll go, "Man, that crazy lady Barbara, she wasn't so dumb after all."
Well, my son says when the chipping starts, they'll listen. But I don't even know.
But you
that
know,
sure.
But you know, Barbara, I tell you what, there are going to be a bunch of church going folks that are going to stand in line, and they're going to take that chip one right after the other, even though they've been told not to. They'll stand right in line and take it one right after the other.
Well, I worry for the sake of my grandchildren.
Yeah, me too.
I'm old, and so it doesn't really matter. I feel like, you know, I've had a good life,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to stand for the truth to the very end.
Exactly.
But, I mean, I've got grandchildren on the way. I mean, so we're talking about, you know, what's their lives going to be like if we don't stand up and do something about it.
Barbara, I've got three. I'm 41. I've got three little grandkids. I started early. And my oldest grandson's three. And I look in their little eyes, and you wonder what kind of life they're going to have. And plus, I've still got four kids at home, and you think the same thing for them as well.
Yeah.
And the one thing that finally got me up off the couch and into the game was I've got an 11-year-old boy, and that I know that in 7 years, if we're still fighting this damn war in Iraq, they're going to send him there, and he's going to fight, he's going to suck in DU, and he's going to kill people for absolutely no earthly reason, and I'm not going to stand for it. And so but he's who I fight for, and my kids and my grandkids are who I fight for. And so, I mean, whatever they want to do to me is fine. I don't care. But they're going to leave my kids alone because I'm not going to stand for it.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel so frustrated because we've had, you know, there are so many people. And you give them the videos. We sat here one night and made 200 videos of Loose Change and Terror Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave them out to friends and family and people and just, you know, walk up to people in the store and hand them out. And you know, you ask your friends later, did you watch it? Oh, I haven't had time to look at it. That's the kind of crazy stuff you talk about all the time, isn't it? And it's like... sometimes you just feel like you're banging your head against a brick wall.
Yeah, all you can do, Barbara, is plant the seed, and if they choose to water it and let it grow, it's up to them. I mean, that's all you can do. And because, I mean, there's so many of them that just aren't going to get it. There's so many of them that are just so caught up in their little paradigm that if it's shaken, they just won't be able to deal with it. Just, I mean, and that's the sad thing, that people can't step outside of themselves long enough to realize what's coming and what's going to happen to them and their families. And that's the saddest thing of all,
mm-hmm.
is that some will just not allow their paradigm to be busted.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, like I said, all you can do is plant the seed. You guys are doing what you can do. And once you've done it, you go home at the end of the day and okay, you sleep good.
Okay. Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to rant about that.
Hey, it was my pleasure. You call anytime, Barbara.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, back to the telephone we go. Carol in Pennsylvania, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, I guess.
Sure.
Okay, the guy from, was he Canada, the one that was saying about Ron Paul? It's really sad because this gentleman knows what he's doing. He's not going in here blindly.
Sure.
You know, he knows exactly what he's doing. And the most important thing of all is the raw material and economics. We need a small family farm, and it would only take about 2 years. It wouldn't even be a hiccup to get us back on track. Maybe two years at the most. And I don't hear much about the raw material economics talk on the radio.
Right.
You know, there's people out there that know what to do, and we got to get the family farm back. Even if they're small, that is the most important issue. Because of the food supply.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And the other thing too, when you get into the economy and you get into our debt, we nuke the debt. And just say we wipe the debt clean. Period. End of story. It's all over with. And if these countries start hollering and screaming, say you want some, come get some.
And another thing, the reason there's a lot of retired military out there, and they don't want to deal with the truth of this, is because they watch the. History Channel, the garbage on History Channel,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to deal with the truth that maybe we went to war for the wrong reasons, and which right. all the wars we've been into were pre-planned, and just like Iraq.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
and as far, there aren't any heroes. I'm sorry. Only I think I see my heroes from the war we had with Britain. What was that?
Revolutionary War? Yeah.
The one on our own soil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
the Revolutionary War, yeah.
Right, the Revolutionary War, because the rest of them were sent out to do a job for the bankers and whatnot.
Yeah, all wars, they say, are economic.
Yeah, and we didn't, you know, Hitler proved we didn't need a war, they didn't need a war to be thriving. That's
right.
why we went after them, because actually the people don't realize he was trying to protect us from the international bankers. I'm not sticking up for Hitler, but that's what he was doing. Thank you.
You're welcome, Carol. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And call again. We've had some good calls tonight. I love this. I love talking to you guys. This is what makes this worthwhile. It's just all of us getting on and talking, and it means things on a couple different levels. One, it makes me feel great to know you're listening and you take the time to call. I like that a lot. But the other thing is this, is that we are putting what your thoughts and your opinions on the record, because there are people out there listening to the program that are new to this. We've got new people coming in all the time that are picking up this information, and we're all at different levels in our little journey. And the program, quite honestly, this one and the one I did previous has been almost like a documentary of my little journey from waking up in 2005. And I don't know everything. I don't pretend to know everything. If I don't know, I'm going to tell you I don't know. But that's the key thing, is that we get this stuff on the record and other people hear it. And the people download the show and they hear it. And they keep on downloading, and they keep on downloading and downloading other programs. And they keep hearing it, and they hear you talking. And that's what I like about interactive radio. That's why I like talk radio. We've got a chat room going, two chat rooms going right now. We've got over 30 people split between two chat rooms talking and discussing and sharing information with each other. And folks, that is the greatest thing. And that's the thing that scares them so badly about us, is the fact that we're talking and we're networking and we're communicating. Because they don't want us doing that. They want you in your house all quiet and afraid to deal with anybody. You know, we can't be that way anymore. You know, I noticed right after Ed and Elaine Brown were arrested, some people disappeared from chat rooms. And I know the numbers on my little network had dropped, but they're starting to come back because people are starting to poke their heads back out again. Oh, okay, it's okay. And the thing is, folks, we cannot live in fear of these people anymore. No more fear. They're dangerous, yes. But you can't be afraid of them anymore. Because that's exactly what they want you to be, is afraid. Now what you do is you start shaking off that condition that they're more powerful than you are, because in the end they're not. Because you have something that they have they want so desperately, and that's called love. Most of us do this because we love our families and we love our children, and we want the best possible future for them we can get for them. I remember my dad came out of a small town in Tennessee, did some time in the Army, worked for the highway department, probably wasn't the best of young men, a little crazy. And I remember him working two, sometimes three jobs to make ends meet and to do whatever he had to do to keep a roof over our head. I didn't grow up rich. But man, Dad always seemed to be able to supply what we needed. I mean, it was just an amazing thing. And that's what made America great, is people did what they needed to do. And they created and they innovated. We've got the best minds of anywhere in the world. But they don't want us to use them anymore. But folks, that rebel streak, it runs deep in all of us. It don't matter whether you're from the South, from the North. It's in all of us. The genes of those revolutionaries from 1776... they run really deep. And it's time we call them out. John in New York, welcome to the program. How are you tonight?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good.
I was biting at my lip. I wanted to get in time to talk. I think was, the lady's name was Barbara. Her son was her, was it her son that was the preacher guy?
Yeah, was a minister in a church.
Minister,
yeah.
Okay. He should look up Rick Strawcutter. He has a, at least he did have, I don't know if he still does, he started out long ago with a micro-broadcaster. So that's something he can do as a preacher. He can start his own micro-broadcasting. And I was thinking that one of the big nuts is, again, is the height of the antenna. I was thinking, well, shoot, anybody's got an extension ladder out there, can stick that extension ladder upside the tree, upside the house, and then on top of that, put that painter's pole on top of that. So if you got an extension ladder, there's your tower right there until you can afford the...
And you could even get you some baling wire and guy it off.
Yeah.
Into some stakes into the ground. As a matter of fact, I've seen a couple of antennas just like that.
Yep.
Oddly enough. Hold the line right there. We're going to grab a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Final segment around the corner. Man, this has been a good show. I've enjoyed the heck out of this. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
I won't take all that they hand me down. They cannot smile, though I will frown. And I'm not gonna take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else.
All right, final segment here on the Midnight Rider. Man, this has been a fun show. I enjoyed talking to everybody. We're talking to John in New York. Anything else you wanted to add to the program tonight, John?
Yeah, so there's also another pastor, Butch Paul, runs a micro FM. Mm-hmm. He could check him out and learn from him. He would be a good guest, too.
His website, I think, is pastorbutch.com, I think, if I remember
right. I think so. And because I had some conversation with him, and he was doing a micro. The other thing is, I'd like to see if you could get a host on, not host, but a guest, that wrote the book Patriot Surviving the Coming Collapse. That'd be a cool show. Have you ever heard the book?
No, but I'm typing it in here.
He has a thing called Survival Blog.
Okay. So he's the one that runs that site.
Right, and he also wrote the book.
Oh, excellent.
And he'd be an excellent, cool show on, you know, because your wife would really get into that stuff.
Oh, no doubt.
I was reading on the website there that they said that one thing you may want to do is get a scanner and scan all your documents and put it on one of these little bitty giant, little bitty small micro, not microchips, but these little, not USB, but the, it's a little memory device, a little memory thing.
Yeah, that way, thumb drives.
Yeah, right. Well, it's even smaller than that. It's a little thing you can hide. It's a real flat wafer. And make a couple copies of that, of all the pictures you had. You can put a lot on these things now. And because the house is gone, the things are burned down, you've got records of everything you want, your driver's license, birth, you know, all your records on that little chip. And you seal it up in a baggie and you hide it in a couple different places and carry it with you when you do, you know, like your bug out bag or things like that. That well, at least you have all your pictures with you and all the mementos, things you can't replace during a fire or whatever.
That'd be superb.
The other thing is... that gentleman that left the church, I really think that's the door opening for him, because if I could find a pastor or a minister that would preach that's non-501c3, I'd go and check him out. Maybe he could leaflet the parking lot. Maybe he can call the people he knows and tell them the story. Maybe he can make a newsletter, and maybe he can start his own thing.
You never know. I mean, you just never
Well, that's it for me, and I just wanted to get in on that because I was worried about that lady. Also, one other thing, that Canadian up there that said... that negative Canadian they're talking about, the Ron Paul. I wanted to ask him, what does Canada make? You know, what kind of manufacturing do they have? Because they were gone way before us. Now he's depending on us to keep his lifestyle up, I guess.
I guess so. I don't know.
I mean, all they produce, I think, is wooden toothpicks up there, pretty much. I don't want to put them down, but they're not much further ahead than us.
We got maple syrup, eh?
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Flapjacks. Okay, thanks a lot.
There you go. Thanks, John. You have a great night. Oh, man, this has been a fun show. I like doing this, and this idea just like came to me tonight. So let's let the listeners rant, and we'll do this again. And I actually had things prepared. We didn't get to anything. Ron Paul, by the way, has won the Nevada straw poll by a huge margin, 32% to Mitt Romney's 16%. They're at let's see where they're at numbers wise. Campaign 934,000. So they'll be over a million by this time tomorrow. But if you've been thinking about donating to the campaign, certainly need to do that. I've got the audio of Elaine Brown's son talking about her arrest. Evidently, they have not let him have any contact with her as of yet. So we will probably play that for you. Plus, I may have a guy on tomorrow night who was rousted by the cops, threatened, possibly had drugs planted in his car. For handing out a 9/11 DVD. So that's in the works for tomorrow night as well. You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country, everybody. Good night.